Siman Shin Chaf Hei, Seif Tes Vav. The Mechaber says that if a guy brings on Shabbos Chalilim, or flutes that they used to blow when they said the Hesped on a mace by a Levaya, so if a guy brought these on Shabbos, so it cannot be used for a Yid, not for the Yid that was meant for, and not for anybody else, until you wait a month of Shabbos, B'chdei Shiyasu. Now how long is B'chdei Shiyasu over here? We don't really know exactly where the flute came from, how long it took the guy to bring them for us on Shabbos. Did he come from out of the Tchum? Was it in the Tchum? Where exactly did he bring them from? So the Mechaber says that you could assume they brought from the nearest place, nearest possible place, out of the Tchum. So however much time it takes to get from the nearest possible place, the Chalilim could have come from out of the Tchum, that's how much time you have to wait after Shabbos until you use the Chalilim. Now, the Mechaber says that if you know exactly where he brought them from, so then you wait after Shabbos, the Kedesh Yaseh, the amount of time it takes to bring it from that place. And once you wait the amount of time it takes to bring it from that place, you can use it. This could be a kula or a chumra, compared to the case where we don't know where it came from, because maybe it was closer, or maybe it was farther. And once he waited the shiasa, that's mutter to be used both for the mace that was brought for, or for other people. And the Chaber says only when he was brought, derech shirabim. So malach of the raisa was done. As opposed to if it was brought, derech karmelis, that means not the rish shirabim the raisa, only through a place that's also the carrier of the rabbanon. So since no shirabim was done, so you don't have to wait with the Shiyasu, rather right after Shabbos, they are mutter. And Mishnah Berurah says that even though we said previously, earlier in the Siman, and other places, we said that something is brought from Chutz Tchum, even though it's only Ishad Rabbanan, still we wait with the Shiyasu, at least for the person that was brought for. But here, where it's only brought through a Carmelis, and that's only Ishad Rabbanan involved, so it's more Kal, the Hanal from it is not so much, and therefore you don't have to wait with the Shiyasu after Shabbos. So in a certain sense, the guy carrying through the Carmelis is less, is a weaker Ishad Rabbanan than the guy bringing from Alvat Chomet, because I know we have from it is less. Now also, Mishnah Berurah points out that here the Mechaber differentiates between Derais and Rabbanan. It was brought through Shrab as opposed to it was brought through Carmelis. And the difference is how long you have to wait. Do you have to wait the Shiasa after Shabbos, or you don't have to wait the Shiasa. However, if the guy brought it through a Srati Gedola that's Mefursim, let's say through a big highway, that's very Mefursim, it was very obvious that the guy was doing this, he was bringing the Chalilim from far away on Shabbos to a place that he did Malacha Derais to bring them for us, so then they'll be also to be used forever for the person who was brought for. Like we had previously in the previous Sif, that something that's Mefursim and it was done with Tzarech HaMeis, you have both those two factors, then the Mechaber clearly paskins that cannot be used for the person who was brought for forever. So even over here when the Mechaber talks about Derech Sharabim, it means that it was Sharab Derais, but not that it was so famous and obvious what the guy was doing. Sif Tazayin, the Mechaber says, we're not sure if it's brought from Avot Chum or from inside the Chum. Rechosh the Chum, maybe it's brought from Avot Chum, and therefore it's also to be nana from it, both on Shabbos, and Mishnah Berurah says, even after Shabbos. And although, by Chutz the Chum, it's only the Rabbanon, there's a Shaila if you have to make the Shiasa, and therefore, Mokum Safik, we had earlier that Mokum Safik, that you can make on Kadesh Yaseh. Here, by Meis Mor Machmer, the Sharetzin brings this from Kveger, that by Meis, that we see Mor Machmer, so therefore, even if the Salvik is brought from Alvat Chumanat, you cannot use it after Shabbos Kadesh Yaseh, you have to wait till the amount of time it takes to bring it after Shabbos from outside of the Chum. Simen Shin Chavov, we begin the deal of Rechitza B'Shabbos, on washing himself on Shabbos. And Mechaber Paskins, that's also on Shabbos, want to wash himself with hot water. He cannot wash his entire body, or Mishnah Berurah says even rev his body, most of his body. Even if he does not do most of the body once, that's ever, he does a little bit at a time. If in the sum total he's washing all or most of his body on Shabbos with hot water, that's also for a person to do. It does not make a difference if his water was heated up on Shabbos, be'isser, or if it's heated up before Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference if the water is in the kli, or if it's in the groove, in the karka, in the ground. Even to pour the hot water on his body to wash himself is also. However, he could wash Pana Yavaraglov, his face, hands, and his feet, that he could wash with hot water on Shabbos, provided that the water was heated up before Shabbos, so there's no Isser done heating up the water. He could wash Pana Yavaraglov, Bechamish Huchman Be'erev Shabbos, on Shabbos. And the same way we said the Isser wash the whole body means even most of his body, the head of washing Pana Yavaraglov, the Bialokal says, means anywhere up to 50% of his body. Now, if you have a lady who has to put on Levonim, Nubigonim, and Shabbos, and Yom Tov, so there, Mishnah Berurah says you could wash the Mekamis Matanoth, the dirty parts of her body, with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, as long as she's careful to do it, wash herself with her hands, not to use a beged, and it might come to the problem of Schita and Gavav other Malachas. Mishnah Berurah says, because it's the Arnashim and Derek, not to put Levonim and Shabbos Yom Tov, but a place where there's no minig, you do, there's no minig, Kiyimater, and that's Taga Haranoig, and they could wash, even with warm water, as long as Hulcham Erev Shabbos, small part of their body, like we said previously, up to 50%.